الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. All praises be to Allah, the Holy Father, the Creator and Sustainer of all the world. And I bear witness that nothing deserves worship except Him alone. There is none like Him. And I bear witness that Muhammad is His servant and His messenger. We praise Allah and give all praise to Him alone, and we ask the promised blessings upon Prophet Muhammad, the last of the messengers and the last of the prophets of Almighty God. We ask the blessings upon His descendants, upon His companions, upon the righteous servants, all of them, upon us here in America and throughout the world. We ask Allah's guidance. We ask His forgiveness for our faults. We ask that He purify our hearts, strengthen us for the weak, and bless us to be among the truthful and the faithful. Dear beloved brothers and sisters, we have gathered here on this day, Jumu'ah Day, Friday, for our Jumu'ah service, Jumu'ah service. Muslims take very serious the Jumu'ah service. This is a tradition established by Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. With it, the Muslims are the strangers and they are with us from the Christians and some Jews. Christians who gather together on Sunday, and some are here together on Saturday. And Jews who begin their observance, weekly observance, on the Friday night, I believe, when it continues into Saturday. Important that we come together. And Jumu'ah means coming together. Jumu'ah. It is from the word that special means to collect as a group thing. And we collect ourselves into one group, and that's Jumu'ah. That's the meaning of Jumu'ah. Why is it on Friday? It is not because Muslims believe in the Sabbath that is on Friday. We do not worship Sabbath. We do not believe in Sabbath. There is no Sabbath in Islam. There is no holy day. All the days are the same. There is no holy day in Islam. Actually, our grouping together on Friday is directed as those people who worship Sabbath and who have had some special meaning for a special day in the week. It is to say, a human being may come together on the sixth day or seventh day, symbolically speaking. They come together on the sixth day. Friday is the fifth day. We don't count from Sunday. We count from Monday. Monday is the first day. Monday, Thesis, Rhesus, Thesis, Fibus is the fifth verse. They call it this way. Sunday is the first verse. And for some others, Saturday is the seventh verse. Friday is the seventh verse. So you find some Christians observe the Sabbath like the Jews, like some of the Jews on the Friday. And most of the Christians took the time of Constantine the Great, 325 years AD, have followed Sunday as the main day. What is the meaning to us in this? It is that human beings don't bring themselves together. Allah brings you together. All of our efforts to unite ourselves will be defeated eventually if we don't make Allah the perfect self of our whole lives. You see? This is the meaning. For man in his five senses is as God created him. The idea of some fixed sense. That's man's idea. But we all know we've got five senses. We see, we hear, we taste, we smell. These are senses that are natural for us. These are natural senses. And it is from the five natural senses that man has been able to get meaning out of his life and knowledge from the environment. Five senses. It is not only a scientific fact of man's life. Well, actually, you have five senses and not six. We don't have six senses, we have five senses. But when you understand scripture, you also agree that five is the figure. Five is the figure and not six. For the Christian minded people are those who have Christian background, Christian education. If you're familiar with the Bible, in two places in the Bible, five is mentioned in this same context that I'm referring to now. The Bible says that David took that five smooth stones from the water. Five, not six, not seven, five. And the New Testament has Jesus questioning a woman of the world. And he said, you have had five husbands, and the one you have now is not yours. Five. Husband, for those who study Bible, it means authority, means a head, a ruler, authority. The Bible says that the man is the head of the woman, and the husband the head of the wife, symbolically speaking. And Jesus is the head of the man. So we know that in Bible context, a husband also means a ruler, authority. And we know it from many parables of the Bible. So Jesus himself spoke of himself in a parable of the gardener. And in the same parable, the husbandman is missing. The owner, the authority. For our sense body, biological sense body, we have five senses that rule in our sense body. These senses take higher expressions for our lives. And because they take higher expressions in our lives, we sometimes confuse them and think that this is another sense. Not another sense, it's the same sense. Taking a higher expression. For man is not the fruit of six, he's five. And God has marked him five. Five fingers on each hand, five toes on each foot. And the rejection of six is seen in the Bible again. When it says there that Goliath and his two, they had six fingers on each hand, and six toes on each foot. And you trace six all through the Bible, and finally at the end of the Bible, six is the number of the beast. It's not the number of the human being. We're not looking for a sixth sense, we're looking for our common sense. We want common sense first, and from common sense we get all other sense. So our meeting on a Friday says to the world, a secret doctrine. But no, it's not six. It's not seven. It's five. Yes. Six has another meaning. Seven has another meaning. But what we bring man together? Our good five purpose. So we respect our good five purpose. This is something we all share in common. We all see it. We all see. We all hear it. We all smell. We all can taste. You see? And if you apply those means to the higher levels of the mind, you see that you're always doing the same thing. You're trying to see, you're trying to feel, you're trying to smell. Smell is to sense something that you can't see. So the five senses are always operating in man. The scientists, what have he based his studies upon? What have he gave his studies upon? What if he controlled his studies with? Five senses. What if he referred his studies to? Five senses. I know a little sixth sense in science. Well, look how science has taken the lead in the world. It has changed life for the people. Brought man out of one form of thinking and one form of living into another. Science has done that. And science hasn't picked up six, just five. Christianity could be closer to Islam, but it's not because they got off the cross. They got off the cross. They were quick to get off the cross. Well, our law enforcement bodies will have six styles, six Palestine, five Palestine. And the Jewish people have six Palestine. Five David they call. How is there a six Palestine to five David? And David picked up five stones from the water, not six. He starts six with five. Now, how is there six Palestine? Yeah, he starts six with five. Well, this is a football, you see. We will have to deal with the realities of both. And moving on, listen. It's important to know what distinguishes you among the people of the world. It's important to keep your own identity and not lose your identity. If you lose your identity, you lose your place in the mission society or mission world. You'll be present physically, but you're not with it.
We're living in a time of great confusion. But too many opposites are coming together. They shouldn't be together. And if you don't know your own distinction, your own identity, then you're subject to lose your Muslim mind and your Muslim conduct. There are many people selling religion for $2 a day, $4 a day, you know? And you can go to almost any bookshelf and you can buy you a piece of religious philosophy, a piece of secret doctrine. For $2, $3, $4, you know. You can stand on almost any street corner and get a new interpretation of the Quran. what life is, how life should be directed. The world is crowded. It's hard to protect yourself in a crowded world like this. Your children are mixing with other children. And their minds are filled with so many opposing ideas, conflicting ideas and purposes, that it's hard for you to even warn your child against the influence that is out in the street. Because how can you describe it? How can you define it? It's so mixed up. It's so blurred. And it is hard for the mother to even say, son, you have to look out for such and such. There's so much to look for, she just says, be careful. You know? There's too much out there. Too much out there. Everything is coming together right in our backyard and front yard, you see? Everything coming together. All kinds of minds, all kinds of ideas, all kinds of bad habits and good habits, all mixed up. How are we to survive in a world like this? It's going to take great effort, tremendous effort on the part of every sincere person to survive in a world like this. We can no more think as innocent children. This is good, that's bad. Things in that bad boy. From that good boy. It's not that simple anymore. The best boy now may be dangerous. Yes. And the bad boy may have a lot of good to offer. You know? It's not that simple anymore. The good life of the people now is so confused that you don't know whether you're shaking your hand, shaking the hand, and you shake me, shake the hand, meet somebody, shake your hand. You don't know whether you're shaking the hand of Christian, a priest, or devil. You don't know it. You don't know what you're dealing with. Person may carry a Bible, a cross around their neck, or some vicious beads, and a whole Quran up under their arm. And you don't know. Could be a devil, could be a saint, could be anything. In fact, the person might not know who he is himself. Yes. He might think he's a priest for God. He might be devil. You know? Life is so confused now.
It's important for Muslims to know what a Muslim is. So you always think before you what a Muslim is. If you don't, the world will confuse you.
And they're putting out so many books. You got Christians and Jews and even atheists writing about Islam. Writing on Prophet Muhammad, writing on the Quran, on Islam. You go to bookshelf and pick up one of those books and you come back home. The Meaning of Islam by Mr. Sean, the great, great book. And you read it and send you 72 trillion miles out in space from Islam. Keep our eye focused on our leadership, we'll be led astray. to become protective like we used to be in the 30s and 40s and early 50s and 50s. We were very protective-minded. We were conscious of the bad influences, and we were protective-minded. We wanted to protect ourselves, and we wanted to protect our brothers and sisters. We have to become like that again, because we're faced with a time now that is really more detrimental to our minds and our lives than the 30s, the 40s, and 50s were. Don't be afraid of power. Be afraid of weakness. You need power, and power is in you sticking to your religion, knowing your religion, keeping your identity as a Muslim, and supporting strong leadership. That's what power is. Weakness is in being relaxed. Just let things come in and out your mind from any sources, and if it sounds good, it's good. No. Things are designed now to fool our senses. To fool our senses. How do you survive in a world that makes it every effort the exploitation of your senses, that tries to deceive your senses? You can't survive in a world like that unless you have knowledge. You have to have knowledge. Or you have to be dead to that environment. Dead to the world, as Scripture says. You have to be dead to the environment, or you have to have superior knowledge. Don't overestimate yourself. I can handle it. I can handle it. I'm going down and talk to this group. They're discussing the cosmic powers of the mind. I can handle it. Maybe you can, and maybe you can't. The best way to handle it is to stay out of things that are not for you. And that kind of stuff is not for Muslims. And it's lonely for us. We have the Quran. This is our book. We follow our own guidance. We don't follow other people's guidance. We follow the guidance that Allah has revealed. That's the guidance for us. This world, now as it is now, is making every effort to pull the life away from its possession. It is trying to change life from intelligent behavior to vibration behavior. You respond just to a sensation. If it felt good, then it's good. If it made me happy, it's good. You can get something to make you happy and laugh you crazy, you know? And you go to the mental institution laughing. So everything that makes us happy is not good. Threshold. We have a tolerance point that can be destroyed. And once it is destroyed, the intelligence responses are gone.
In this environment, we are force-fed. Force-fed. To drive us to the point of oversaturation. For what? What is the purpose for this? Why are we given all the super fire we can stand? And then Superfly is dead. And a new thing is in fashion. And we're given all that we can stand until it dies. And it's no more. This is old trick of the devil. To feed you influences so he can control you. And to benefit financially from his feeding you. And to burn you out on that. And bring in a new fresh thing. And just keep you going from one slavery to another slavery that feeds their greedy pockets. Don't you know that's the life we're in? That's the life we're in. Look at the money we spend on clothes. Clothes. Look at the money we spend on records. Records. The money we spend on just trying to get a big charge out of something. Oh, I've got to have a big charge. And as fast as we burn out on one thing that's brought in voting fashion, a new thing is right on the market before that thing can go out. Before it's gone from the market, a new thing is there. To build you back up to a great peace, a great charge. We need our energy organized to produce a better life for ourselves, for our children, for our family, for society. But we can't get our energy organized because so many things are appealing to us, to our appetite, to take our attention away, to take our energies away, and just disperse the energies and the mind out in the influences of the society, so that a man is really all broken up, disunited, disorganized, his vital forces going in opposite directions instead of being centered somewhere for his own personal benefit and for the benefit of his loved ones, his family, his society. This is an old trick. This is nothing new. Old trick. Every so often, material good, that is the production of material good, reaches the peak. And money becomes the main interest of the society. When that time comes, then the good life of the people is brushed aside for profit, for money making. That's the kind of time we have been in. That's the kind of time we're still in. But no one really cares about the individual. Who do you think cares about you as an individual? Allah? The righteous? Nobody else. Do you think that television cares about you as an individual? What do they say over TV? Everything. They say everything. And they appeal to just all kind of appetite. Today they'll be talking moral talk. Tomorrow they'll be talking talking against the thing they said, the moral thing they said today. And more constant than anything else on TV is the appeal to get you to spend with no sense. Senseless spending, they make you do senseless spending. That's the great effort of television, to make you do senseless spending. And then getting the people to follow them too. The people do just what they want them to do. The people spend senselessly. How are they successful? They're successful because they can deceive your senses. They can deceive your senses because you don't give your senses to Allah. You don't give your senses to Allah. Anyone who doesn't give their senses to Allah, they can be deceived. If you give your senses to Allah, Allah will protect you. Your faith will keep you protected. Allah will be protecting you. Your good nature will be organized because you've given your senses to one Allah. But if you don't do that, then you're exposed. You're open to their attack. And they tell you, nothing matters but you. You're the only thing in this world that matters. And that sounds good to you, you see. Oh, I wish my husband would talk to me like that. And the brother, he said, I wish my wife could recognize me. I wish she could see what I am. The little children, they're saying too, I wish mommy could say something nice like that to me. Yeah. Or I wish daddy would say something nice like that to me. Only you matter. You're the only thing in this whole wide world that matters. So the effort is to invade our minds, our conscience, our soul nature, the nature of the soul, and to just flip it over under a pretense that they are going to serve our individual needs, going to take care of you. You are the most important person in the whole wide world. Yeah. We believe it, so we sit there and we listen. When you get through with us, we're finished. We're no more good to society. We're only good for the sponsor, the TV sponsors. Because we're going out and buy toys that our children don't need. We're going out and buy food that we don't need. We're going to buy shoes, clothing that we don't need. We're going to spend money on self-destruction. Because you, the only one in this whole wide world that matters. Yeah, I'm smart, Coke. It's my business. It's me. I'm gonna abort this child. My business. It's me. This is my body. Yeah, I'm drinking again. It's me. My body. Yeah, I'm gonna divorce this nigga. He just married him last night. Yeah, I'm divorcing him today. That's my business. Yeah, I'm planning a robbery. It's my business. You ain't gonna go to jail for a sucker. It's my business. So they dream, the thinking in us, to destroy the society. They don't care about the society. They want your money. Even crime. pocket. I'm talking about the big day thing. The big thing. Not the small thing. The big thing. One who robbed the whole earth. Yes. They've explored this country. Used up this country. Until it's no more possible now to do business in a seemingly honest way. That the only thing possible now is crime, dishonest business, and crime. But really, they're pulling up stakes. They don't want it. See how the cities are deserted? See how all the strong, decent elements in the cities are going away from the cities? The people who used to want to keep a good store here, they're gone. People that wanted to keep a good piece of property here, they're gone. You see how the schools are deteriorating, how they are being abandoned. No more help for the schools in the big cities. Why? Because the getting is not as good as it used to be. There is not as much wealth to take out of the city as there used to be. So it's not attractive to them anymore. So let it fall. And while it's falling, let us get all we can get. Let us break every tie that binds people together in some kind of loyalty or some kind of mutual respect. Let's destroy the unity of the father and the one and the mother. The unity of the family. Let's destroy the support of the individual for his neighborhood, for his religious institution, for the institution of learning, for their schools. Let's destroy even their support for the government. Let's make them more important than government. Let's make them more important than religion. Let's make them more important than God. Let's make them the only thing that matters. So we can break every tie. Break every bond, so there'll be no force to deal with but the individual. We're an evil thing. And that's the evil thing that we've been living under and we're living under right now. Evil thing. The only thing can save you is Allah. Don't turn your eyes from your own religion. Keep your eyes on your own religion. Don't think it's church religion. It's not. This religion is standing. The church has failed. We have historical proof for this. Communism has tried to topple the mob. The mob still stands. Even in communist Russia, the mob still stands. But a whole nation, a whole people, Russia was once Christian, turned to communism. Right in our backyard, Cuba was Christian, turned to communism. But look, look in Asia, where Islam has spread. Even in Europe, where Islam has spread. In China, where Islam has spread. In communist Russia and communist China, where Islam has spread. The people are still holding on to Islam. They don't even have the freedom to practice their religion. They have to do it secretly. But yes, the Muslims are still there. Their numbers are not decreasing, their numbers are increasing. Yes, this religion can stand up to the scene. Christianity was not established to deal with this kind of thing that you have in the world today. Christianity was designed for innocent people, sweet, loving, beautiful people. It's a religion for babies. That's why the apostles in the Bible, they say, "Mind those children." Paul speaking to the grown-up Gentiles, "Mind those children." Peter speaking to the grown-up Gentiles, "Mind those children." And you never hear one of the Gentiles speak back to them and say, "Mind those children."
Because they were your children. They were from the Jewish people, and they had man knowledge. They were your children. But the Europeans did not know about that knowledge. It was being introduced to them. So they were your children. And those were your children brought it to America. And then you came in as an slave into their little house, into their little nursery, and you were even smaller child there.
No, indeed.
Can't make it. Can't make it.
The church is falling. Every time a test will come like this, the church falls.
Church can't survive it. Suppose, what is he preaching now?
Universalism.
He's not preaching Catholicism.
In order to stand and be recognized and get some supporters, he has to come out of the Catholic Church. And he has to preach universalism. In fact, I just read in the paper today where he's quoting the Quran.
He didn't admit it, but he quoted the Quran.
He said that there's 700 million Catholics and over 800 million Muslims and others, 6 million Muslims, must compete with each other in the evolution of good. That's a quote from the Quran.
Sabbath ring in Iran. If there was love.
I can't recall his name now. He said on television, he said that in human life is seen in human in the curiosity of the human being. And he said, once a man loses